Welcome back to JR Morning on a Thursday. Well, I call it Friday Eve, actually. I'd rather have it be closer to Friday than just Thursday. And who's joining us? It's Couch Time with Dr. Steve Craig. Craig Counseling Group and Craig Counseling Services. Dr. Steve, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you guys. We got a newbie here today we're going to test out.
I know. Yes.
I'm excited to be an amateur psychologist.
Oh, he's in big trouble. Okay, let's see. Dr. Steve, my 17-year-old daughter recently got a psych evaluation that was done by a psychology student we know who's currently in grad school and learning how to give these tests. My daughter's test results showed most of the things we expected, like she was smart and a little ADD and a little anxious, but it also said she showed some signs of dissociative thinking, which we were told is associated with schizophrenia, and maybe more importantly, she showed some signs of depression. We're freaked out. This is a parent's worst nightmare. We want to talk to her about these things, but she insists she is fine, and we don't want to make it worse by continuing to push her. Should we take her to get more testing? Do we drop it because she says she's fine? Do we make her talk about it? We'd never forgive ourselves if we didn't address this. We need some help here. What do we do? Lloyd, you better take this first. He's too new for this.
The first thing I think is I would get a second opinion. You know, nothing against the, you know, I know the student is learning and everything, but it, to me, I would want to get an opinion from a certified licensed psychiatrist to make sure that these things that the student found were legitimate things. You know, I don't want to make something bigger than what it is. Now, once we do that, if it turns out to be that, then when we get the help, but in the meantime, I would just, love her and try to get her to talk about things if things are on her mind, not really press her and you know, try to make sure she has what she needs. But I think the first thing I would do is to get that second opinion.
All right, Lloyd pays $2,000 for a full psych eval. Okay.
It's my kid,
that insurance,
man.
That insurance doesn't cover. Good. Okay.
Well, listen, as
that's job security for me. Yeah. Call my office.
You know, as a proper Gen Xer, rub some dirt on it. Doesn't sound to me like this was a psych evaluation because there were concerns about where she was. It was that they had a friend that needed a little practice on psych evals and got a little bit of a mixed result from someone who's not certified, as you say. And I think we are at a time in society where we are seeking out some psychological ailments that don't exist. And you see a lot of polling out there of people that identify themselves as having, and I think there's a little bit of a contagion that it's kind of trendy to have some sort of psychological thing or to be able to say that you're seeing somebody. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of the mind that, you know, she says she's fine. There were no signs prior to this psych evaluation that there was any trouble. So I wouldn't be thinking too much about it and move on.
So we got Lloyd's $2,000 check. And we got
and you and then the other one.
You got nothing. Right. Full spectrum.
Yeah.
You did really well today for a newbie.
All right.
These are good results.
Yeah.
We have to talk about understanding people, understanding our society that you brought up, and understanding the sensitivity of these tests. Okay. But you have to start from the basic that we all have a little of something. That's health. You don't, if you think of it across a spectrum, like...
We're not perfect?
Like, well, you're perfect.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why we don't test you. Right, you'll freak out the test.
Okay.
If you think of, like, the spectrum of OCD, okay, mm-hmm. On one end, you got people so afraid of germs that they won't leave the house, and on the other end, you got people, like, licking the buttons on the ATM machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But neither one of those is health. You want someone to have a little enough OCD that they're not out licking the ATM buttons, but not over there.
Yeah.
Everything is across a spectrum like that. You don't want to, you know, we don't like anxiety, but you need a little anxiety till you walk into, or you walk into traffic. Like what do we always say? You know, where do you find a non-anxious deer? Over your mantle. You know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So what these tests are going to do is they're going to point out, they're very sensitive, and so I'm making up a scale. If it's a 3 and, you know, 10-point scale, mm-hmm. You should be a 3 in this and a 4 in that and a 5 and a 4 and a 3. So it's going to tell you that you have a little of everything because that's normal. But we read these tests and we freak out or we go on the internet or we're diagnosis searching.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because, oh, my God, you showed a few signs of OCD. Well, good. you know,
yeah.
a little anxiety. Good. I don't want my kid to show up with none of these things. I just had this. I read one of these in my office recently. The parents are worried that the kid had autism. Okay. But again, you could make up a scale of really tight, concrete thinking on one end that, you know, you have no creativity, no loose associations. And on the other end is schizophrenia where you know, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, I want my kid to be in the middle of that range, to show a few signs of this and a few signs of that. That's what this test said, was that this kid was basically, yeah, we diagnosed her as a teenage girl. Good.
Okay.
That's what happened. And so we have to not freak out in the world of the internet and society, which is really the point that this makes, which you were dead on with, is that this is why we have so many problems. People go online and they just, oh my God, we got this and we got that. And then they talk to their friends and then all of a sudden the kid has a label and we're all way yeah. down this rabbit hole.
And then they got a prescription.
And they got a, now they do come to my office though, so that's okay.
Okay.
No. Then yeah. I make yeah. the speech all the time. You don't need to be here. You know, what? Don't do this. So that's really what.
Well, and the fact that we now see that, you know, people that go to get therapy find themselves going to therapy for years and years and years. If
right.
the therapy was working, you wouldn't need it.
Right. You're supposed right. to graduate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But it becomes a way of life.
Yes.
So do these parents, you know, what do these parents do?
Well, I don't want to be so cavalier as to say you don't, you just to blow it off.
Okay.
But you always should say to your kid, hey, how are you? The test showed that. What do you think? Do you think you're depressed? And have a conversation.
Sure.
But if she's not showing any signs, she's, you know, again, normal teen. She might be crying one day and happy the next. You know,
well, that's
you
have teenage to,
there's
stuff,
a sort
right?
of a regular teenage stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you need to make, you need to talk about it. Hey, it showed this. What do you think? What do you think about it? She says you're a little ADD, a little anxious. What do you think about it? Let's have a conversation. But if she says she's fine and there's no signs, what are you going to do? You know, make a big deal out of it?
Yeah.
You know, no. And then, plus, with the way, you know, Jason said people diagnose up, she can start going, wow, I guess I really
Maybe
do
I
have
am.
Problems. Yeah. And then she's on social media. I'm depressed, you know.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to do that. So this is to me an easy one, which is just pay no attention to this. Have a conversation and move on. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm really proud of my performance this
right.
time.
Right.
Man, yeah. you hit it off great.
Right. I know.
Jamie and Chris would be proud of you.
He's one, you know, one for one. Right.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Steve. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
All right.
JR Morning continues after this.